local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And just a few more weeks for you to get registered and win with that Ultimate Tailgate Contest. Details on our website at fmtalk1065.com. All right, light rain over most of us in Mobile and Baldwin County. Detail coming up with Dr. Bill right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got showers and wet roadways, so be careful on the way in this morning. A new accident now in Baldwin County. It's going to be in Spanish Fork 31 near Blakely Way, as they've got other accidents clearing northbound 65 on the Government Street exit, Moffitt and Chingdary, also Spring Hill and Mobile Infirmary Drive and Wolfridge and Mobile, and Ziegler Boulevard and David Langham Drive West. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Fall is finally here, and so are the delicious fall flavors from Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream. Choose from pumpkin spice, candy corn, southern cinnamon pecan, carrot cake, German chocolate cake, and banana nut bread homemade ice cream. And making its first seasonal debut, sweet potato ice cream. Get some today. Can't decide? Try them all. Celebrate the season and treat yourself to your favorite fall flavor. Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream on the corner of Old Shell and Florida Street. 49 years and still dipping.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5, 63 now at our studios, 64 on Dolphin Island, same in Orange Beach. Give you a heads up, you got junk piled up around the house, you're looking at decluttering, you're looking at getting organized, you're looking at maybe even freeing up some space at your office. And I am not going to point at us. Okay, I am. If you've gone all digital with your business, you store your records in a digital fashion, but yet you have, I don't know, maybe 150 square feet of metal office filing cabinets, get rid of them. Make some extra space in the office or the shop, whatever your business is, and get 1-800-GOT-JUNK to do it. Do the same at your house, storage unit. Listen, you got junk, you need it gone. And even if you have an item too, like, let's say you had a bunch of junk at the house, but you had something you did not need, and you are brought up like I was, where if there is something good that could help out somebody else, you just have a physical impairment to being able to throw it away. I know what that's like, and so does Trey. So if you want to make a donation of an item out of your stack to charity, they can drop that by a charity as well. Give them a call, go online, see what they can do for you. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Check them out today. All right, 7:09, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The effects of Hurricane Michael still being felt, as Alabama Forestry Commission and their officials are estimating this morning that at least $20 million in timber in Houston County has been lost due to that Cat 4 storm. Officials surveying the land found about 42,357 forested acres were destroyed by that storm. Around 13,396 acres of pine, 2,879 acres of hardwood, and 26,082 acres of mixed pine and hardwood all lost. If you are a forest owner, you're encouraged to survey your property as soon as possible, since officials say storm-damaged timber should be recovered quickly if it is to be utilized. Drying timber can also create fuel for wildfires, and compromised timber can also be more susceptible to southern pine beetle attacks. If your timber property sustained damage from Hurricane Michael, you're encouraged to call the Alabama Forestry Commission at 334-260-6260. Also, you can follow them online at forestry.alabama.gov. Being timely and being accurate pays off. The federal government has awarded the Alabama Department of Human Resources $2.4 million in performance bonuses for their timeliness and accuracy in administering the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Formerly called food stamps, the U.S. Department of Agriculture awarded DHR a bonus of $1.1 million for an application timeliness process rate of 97% in 2017. The USDA awarded DHR a bonus of $1.3 million for quality control error rate of 4.87% in 2016. The national rate was 23.47%. DHR can use the performance bonuses for SNAP-related expenses like investments in technology, improvements in administration and distribution, and actions to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
From the author of Oldmobile Restaurants comes a new book, Oldmobile Trivia, a beautiful 200-page hardcover book that'll look great on your coffee table and offer hours of reading enjoyment. It's just like the title says, trivia, facts, and stories about Mobile, with more than 300 questions and answers and loaded with photographs that illustrate and enhance many of the trivia topics. Oldmobile Trivia is a delightful book that'll also serve as a game that your family and friends will love to play. Topics for questions and answers range from Hank Aaron to Linda Zogby, from astronaut to Wet Willie, from Airbus to the Wright Brothers, and from architecture to Rag Swamp. The more you learn about Mobile, the more you'll want to learn. Few American cities can claim the rich history and culture of Mobile, Alabama. Discover the surprising facts, people, and events that have shaped the port city's colorful 300-plus years. Available at the Haunted Bookshop, Ashland Galleries, Five Gold Monkeys, Southern Art and Framing, Page and Palette, Cotton City Antiques, and online at oldmobilerestaurants.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are still searching for a killer in Santa Rosa County. They hope the public can help them find a car connected to the murder. They're looking for a 2015 blue Chevy Cruze with a Florida license plate 059RUB. 21-year-old Tyler Howell of Milton was found dead from a gunshot on the side of John Hamm Road off Highway 87 late Sunday night. The Mobile County Commission will give the University of South Alabama $2.5 million to create a student-athlete facility. The new 7,800-square-foot facility will be called the Mobile County Center for Academic Success. It'll be located at the university's new stadium compound and will serve the more than 400 student athletes at USA. Officials say the investment gets them a step closer to having their on-campus football stadium by 2020. The Mobile County Public School System is having its magnet school drawing early this year. There are five key dates parents need to be aware of. November 5th, applications become available online. December 1st, the school system will host a magnet school showcase at Murphy High School. December 10th is the first drawing. May 29th, the final deadline to apply. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
And 7:14, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by the Rolling Tigers Booster Club and Edward Jones.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn sophomore Nick Coe is the SEC Defensive Lineman of the Week following a 3.5 sack performance against Ole Miss. It's the most by an Auburn player since the late Quentin Groves did it 12 years ago. Also, all of Coe's stops were on third or fourth down. Big time impact. Coe and the Tigers off this weekend before hosting Texas A&M next Saturday at either 11 a.m. or 3 p.m. Men's basketball is ranked 11th in the preseason AP poll. Tigers finished last season ranked 19th. They're one of five SEC teams in the preseason top 25, along with Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi State, and LSU. Two of Auburn's potential opponents in the Maui Invitational are ranked in the top five. The season begins 2 weeks from today at home against South Alabama. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Auburn soccer is preparing to host Alabama Thursday night. Here's Karen Hoppe.
We have a traveling trophy that goes home with the winner for the year, so it already has that attached to it, never mind a berth to the SEC tournament and playoff implications and senior night and all of those things. So it's a really massive game with a lot of stakes on the line.
Thursday's match begins at 8 p.m. Admission is free. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Carla Stewart, your Spanish Fort Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
Or me, Keith Woodham, your West Mobile Edward Jones Financial Advisor.
War Eagle, everybody.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Mark your calendars. It's the 5th annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Support Auburn University Wheelchair Basketball. November 14th from 6 till 9 p.m. at St. Dominic's Murphy Center. Enjoy great music, delicious food and drink catered by Bay Gourmet, and be entered for the $10,000 drawdown. Tickets are $100 per couple and are available at Rim Animal Clinic. A great time with great people supporting Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and a chance to win $10,000. Don't miss the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Call Rim Animal Clinic for your ticket today.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Consider using these tax-saving strategies to reduce your income, lower your tax bracket, and minimize your tax bill for 2018. Max out your 401k or contribute to an IRA to defer income and accumulate retirement assets. Take advantage of employer benefit plans such as flexible spending accounts or health savings accounts. These allow you to use a portion of your salary for medical and dental expenses with pre-tax dollars. Bunch your itemized deductions. Medical or employment-related expenses are not deductible until they exceed a certain amount. It may be better to delay payments in 1 year and prepay in the next year. Use the gift tax exclusion. You can give away $15,000 per donee. Lastly, consider tax-exempt municipal bonds, where interest will often be greater than from higher-paying commercial bonds after taxes.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreekAtmore.com for complete rules.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, a new accident off the airport in Providence Hospital Drive. Also got two clearing off of Moffitt. Moffitt and Chingdary and Moffitt and Wolfridge in Baldwin County off of US 31 and Blakely Way in Spanish Fort. They've got another accident in the final clearing stages. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, the new splash and activities lawn, and more outside seating and fire pits at Bucky's Lounge. Go to grand1847.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5. Well, Gizmodo doing what they do. Talking about tech and making lists. They have a list of the top 10 websites that shape the internet as we know it. We'll get to that in just a second. First, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin this morning across the bay as the Fairhope Police Department says yes, they will continue using body cams, even though NYPD police recalled the very same equipment after one exploded last weekend. 3,000 Vavoo brand LE5 body cams have been recalled effective Sunday. That recall is expected to be complete by December. The body cam explosion occurred Saturday night by an officer on shift at the 121st Precinct on the northwestern shore of Staten Island. The officer was wearing a camera at the time but was not injured by the explosion. Officers wearing the devices were told to stop wearing them immediately and hand them back to the department. The LE5 style, manufactured by Axon, is used in more than 40 cities. It has a lithium battery with a 12-hour recording time. NYPD says that the cameras had, quote, potential for the battery inside the camera to ignite, but did not say that the camera involved suffered from an explosive battery. Back here in Fairhope, Sergeant Craig Sawyer says his department has not experienced any issues with their cameras, saying, quote, we charge all of our cameras in the station rather than in police vehicles. The manufacturer's current guidelines suggest not leaving the cameras charging unattended in direct sunlight. We follow those guidelines. The Vice President of Global Communications for Axon says a company is working with police to investigate the situation. When it comes to the unemployment rate here in the state of Alabama, we're hovering around the 4.1% mark. The Alabama Department of Labor says a record 2.1 million people are working in the state. Those figures were released last Friday and show Alabama's jobless rate for September is unchanged from August. The state's unemployment rate of 4.1% is slightly worse than the national average of 3.7%. Shelby County and Metro Birmingham has the state's lowest unemployment rate at 2.8%. Wilcox County in western Alabama has the highest jobless rate at 9.3%. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 723, FM Talk 106.5, about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in a discussion of a rainy week. It's been fairly dry, at least at the airport out there, with 0.8 inches of rain, although October, our driest month of the year. Dr. Bill says that's turned around this week. Good bit of rain and some rain that's coming off of a hurricane. Well, the hurricane that's impacting the west coast of Mexico will bring rain to our area later this week.
Yeah, Hurricane Willa, right?
Willa, not Wilma. Willa, yes. And it was a 5, now will impact as a 3 or 4 on the coast. But that rain gets to us. He'll tell us how coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way, we will let you turn up your voice. 343-0106. Of course, the text line is always open. That's the phone line as well. And taking your calls after 8 o'clock. And Quinn Hillier will join us this morning. Lots to talk about with him. And let's see. Here it is, top 10 websites that have shaped the internet as we know it.
Okay, this will be good. I'm interested.
All right, so this is according to folks at Gizmodo, a tech, you know, tech site, a tech website, and they did not list themselves there in the top 10. So here's their top 10, so and disagree or agree as you will. Number 10, now this is as we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not today, as we know, MySpace.
Okay, yeah, I can totally see that. That was the first massive social media site.
So there it is, number 10. eBay, number 9. I would say, it's surprising because got to remember they're saying as we know it. So in the history of the internet, you know, these websites are more significant because I'll tell you this, eBay is on there. Amazon is not.
Oh, okay.
Amazon way bigger, but Amazon came on the scene later, right? eBay was there.
eBay, I remember when eBay was just the biggest thing going. Everybody mm-hmm. seemed to be talking about eBay. You had a lot of people selling things on eBay and still do, but I remember when it was the biggest thing on the internet.
All right, Reddit coming in at number 8.
Okay, I can see that. I'm not sure how that's on there and Amazon isn't, but I'll follow
maybe
through.
Maybe because it's been there longer, bigger, I don't know. I mean, and then it goes number 7, Netflix.
Okay.
Okay, number 6, Twitter.
I I'm wondering how they ranked these, but okay, I'm following.
Number five, the Internet Archive.
The Internet Archive. Isn't that a government-ran site?
So the Internet Archive, which is, this is one that, I got to tell you, when I read this, I was like, I don't know. It is the website of websites. The Internet Archive not only saves politicians' most embarrassing moments for future reference through its Wayback Machine, it also curates thousands of forgotten gems for us to rediscover. A trip to the archive's homepage is a perfect way to get out of an internet rut and remind yourself why this whole thing is special. So you can go back in time and see what was happening on the web. So that is that's the site, the Internet Archive.
And this it looks like it was founded in 1996. They have been around for just about the entire time.
Right. So, I mean, I'm going to give Gizmodo a little pass here that I think what they're saying is over the breadth of the internet, mm-hmm. these have been more significant because there's bigger sites now for sure. Coming in at number four, The Onion, which is one of my favorites. It was very funny and maybe misunderstood by some people.
I would say the biggest parody website, for sure.
Very funny. Number three, YouTube.
Okay, definitely.
Okay, huge. Number two, Google.
Of course.
So that, you say, wait a second, Google's number two, so what would be number one?
It has to be Facebook, right?
Facebook is not on this list.
Really?
Facebook, well, they are on the list, but not in the top 10. So number one?
E-bombs world.
Wikipedia.
Okay, perfect.
Wikipedia.
Now, a lot of people still say you can't trust anything on Wikipedia, but right. I've been trying to fight that notion for the last few years. Wikipedia, for the most part, is accurate because
it is in the long term. It can be inaccurate for a day or two if somebody goes on and puts some inaccurate information, mm-hmm. but because it's an open source thing, you can go back in and correct it.
Yeah, eventually, the number of people who know the truth will win out over the people that are lying.
Yeah, so Wikipedia, number one on their list. Craigslist made number list at number 12.
Okay.
Craigslist, which I still don't know. How do they make money?
By usually robbing the people that they're selling to.
Right, W. I still don't know. Pornhub number 13 there.
Honestly, and they probably kept that out of the top 10 to
probably,
keep it from being vulgar. But but as far
every
as things
list
that have
of
shaped,
traffic, it's like top five every time.
For things that have shaped the internet, what they always say that pornography and war are the two
leads technology.
Yeah, that lead technology. So
that was my senior paper at the University of Alabama in communications. Yeah, it was. I did an in-depth study of that. Amazon at 17th, Facebook at 19th. Yahoo, still around at 26th. MapQuest, before the days of Google Earth and Google Maps and all that, MapQuest was a big deal. They're 30th.
You won't believe this, but I'm actually old enough that I would print out MapQuest maps to make it where I was going when I was younger.
Oh, I'm a map obsessed kind of guy. Still, you know all the mapping software I use, but MapQuest was a big deal when it came up, and TerraServer, which was the topo version of MapQuest back then.
So no AOL with the AOL discs.
It makes it, but it's a long. LinkedIn is number 63. Pandora 74. Friendster. 84th on that list. I tell you what, I'll put this link up on our Twitter feed. You can check out and score it yourself because they have the top 100 listed, like Snopes coming in at number 11. You can go through Tumblr on there. The Pirate Bay, never heard of. AOL for your edification, 18th.
The Pirate Bay was a pirating website where you could download movies from the internet.
No wonder it was popular. All right, there it is. I'll put the story up over at the fourth-ranked twitter.com. Be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police need your help finding a man wanted for questioning in connection with a deadly shooting over the weekend in Mobile. Police are looking for Miles Caples. They believe he may know something about a shooting on Raven Drive Saturday afternoon. Last night, 23-year-old Patrick Johnson was charged with the murder of Justin Mooney. As he was being taken to Metro Jail, Johnson had plenty to say.
Who is Toyota? I don't want to hear shit. Who is Toyota? He lied on me. All that. He said, who supposed to be Duke Toyota here? Who is that?
lying on me.
Johnson is in Metro Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Before his arrest, a candlelight vigil was held for Justin Mooney on Raven Drive. Mooney was said to be caught in the crossfires. The suspects targeted two other people in that shooting this past Saturday. Early voting is underway in Florida. Polls are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. in Escambia County. For the first time, early voting is available on several college campuses, including the University of West Florida. The polls will remain open for early voting until November 3rd, Election Day is November 6th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a gun enthusiast? Do you have a large collection of valuables to protect and store? Only at Mike Ward's will you find large capacity safes in stock. The Liberty Colonial 50 holds up to 64 long guns. Need more space? This American Security holds up to 73 guns. Or step up to the Fort Knox and secure up to 100 long guns. Don't make the mistake of buying a safe that's too small. Let our knowledgeable staff help you. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, the right choice. I-65 at Moffett Road. Look for the giant yellow safe.
Thousands of migrants and refugees are back on the road in southern Mexico this morning, heading north toward the U.S. border, where Bob Costantini reports they won't get a friendly greeting from President Trump.
The Trump re-election rally heard the president, without providing evidence, say Democrats were funding the thousand-strong caravan of migrants. He made clear he doesn't like the idea of asylum.
They have to come in legally, and they have to come in through merit.
The president has been saying, without evidence, that there are Middle Easterners among the caravan's thousands. And he's vowed to use the military to shut the border if need be.
The government of Saudi Arabia says this morning it will hold to account those responsible for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and those who failed in their duties, whoever they are. A special prosecutor investigating allegations that Indiana Attorney General Curtis Hill drunkenly groped a lawmaker and three legislative staffers is planning a news conference this morning on that investigation. Major losses underway in pre-market Wall Street trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Netflix plans to borrow another $2 billion to help pay for the exclusive shows and movies that its management credits for helping its video streaming service reel in millions of new subscribers during the past 5 years. The additional debt load isn't a surprise. Netflix needs more cash because it's been spending more money than its business generates since its expansion into original programming with the 2013 release of House of Cards. A top U.S. energy official says Asia is the center of growth in energy demand and offers a great opportunity to expand U.S. liquefied natural gas exports. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of Energy says the U.S. is working with Japan and others to build facilities for U.S. LNG exports and improve their energy security. Japan is the world's biggest importer of LNG. Wells Fargo has agreed to pay $65 million to settle claims brought by the New York Attorney General's office that the bank misled investors about its cross-selling tactics. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
So this rain looks like pretty much we're all getting it. Mobile and Baldwin County getting this light rain this morning.
Yeah, it extends all along the Gulf Coast from this area all the way west through Mississippi and Louisiana. And we'll be with showers off and on through the day. We'll call it mostly cloudy. And temperatures are going to be kept down to about 72 for the high temperature this afternoon. Now, tonight, this disturbance in the upper atmosphere that's creating these showers will move on to the east, and we'll see the rainfall activity taper off in the evening. We'll cool down into the 50s tonight, about 58 degrees tomorrow morning. Tomorrow we should get a nice break, be partly cloudy. Weather front, cold front will move in and give us some dry air tomorrow, about 75 degrees for the high in the afternoon. But then rain comes back again because there is a low pressure area off the South Texas coast. It's been there for several days, and now it's going to start to move to the east. It's going to give, it's actually going to be a combination of the disturbance now, or hurricane, moving into the west coast of Mexico. As that moves across Mexico, it'll break up, but the low pressure will still be there. And as it moves into South Texas, it provides additional energy. And so that low will move out of South Texas on Thursday and produce more rain in our area. In fact, we could pick up a couple of inches of rain on Thursday with temperatures around 70 degrees during the afternoon hours. The rain will continue into Thursday night, and then Friday, things start to improve. Be mostly cloudy, few isolated showers, and a high in the upper 60s. After that, another cold front comes in, and this one's a good one because it's going to give us some nice weather for the weekend. Saturday and Sunday, sunny skies for both days, and temperatures in the low 70s, and then cooling down to near 50 at night. So it looks like a beautiful weekend ahead, but we're going to have to put up with rain today, and then rain again on Thursday.
All right, so here on the Gulf Coast, we're getting rain from a tropical system from the Pacific Basin. So how's the Atlantic Basin looking? How's our side looking?
Yeah, it's looking really good because now the upper air winds are fairly strong over the Atlantic, and that's going to keep any systems from forming out there. And now this time of the year, we look to the Caribbean and particularly the Gulf of Mexico. And the Gulf of Mexico looks fine, and it's quiet all across the Caribbean. So right now, nothing going on in the tropics and the Atlantic Basin.
All right, good. We'll keep it that way, Dr. Bill.
Okay.
All right, check back with you soon. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. 7:38, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
From the Benson Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have an accident inside the George Wallace Tunnel. Westbound lanes, left lane is blocked off. It's going to be tying up traffic. Just happened a few minutes ago. Northbound 65 between I-10 and Government, Azalea and Cottage Hill Road, Stanton and Oak Drive, and Airport and Providence Hospital Drive. Also, Moffitt and Shingdary and Moffitt and Snow, all accidents in roadways. It's $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. All of our signature and gourmet pizzas are just $10. Or get a stuffed pizza for just $2 more. $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, the beer business sure looks sexy, fun, and funny. But what's the beer business really like? More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Sherry Roberts with Roberts Brothers. I have the keys to your new home. Give me a call today, 334-233-5504.
Chris Fuchsia's third generation in the beer business. From the outside looking in, the beer business sure looks all dilly-dilly. Or is it like most businesses that from the outside look like easy fun, but in reality are long hours and hard work? And how do you get today's most fickle generation of consumers, the millennials, to order a beer by brand name instead of, I'll just take an IPA? And what's ahead for us beer drinkers? Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or available now as a podcast at cammarston.com.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, King with traffic. Glad to have you all along. Hey, check out the original Oyster House tonight on the Causeway. Well, either location, but I'll tell you why the Causeway is extra special tonight at the original Oyster House. Because every Monday through Thursday from 5 in the afternoon to 7 in the evening, it is $6.99 appetizers and dollar off drafts. So maybe it's a cap to your day or a start to a dinner. Either way, save a couple bucks and enjoy that great, great view of the Delta, of the north end of the bay, downtown Mobile, when you go to the original Oyster House on the Causeway. And yeah, $6.99 apps, dollar off drafts. Check it out today. 7:41, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It is a story that we have been following very closely. A hit-and-run accident which claimed the life of a Mobile teacher last week. The man accused of being behind the wheel, 25-year-old Bailey Hobson, he was not granted bond during a hearing in district court on Monday. Hobson hit Charlotte Skoda. She was 71 years old and was well-known for teaching at Faith Academy. He hit her after leaving from a domestic violence incident on October the 16th. Mobile police say they believe he then stole the vehicle of a Good Samaritan that stopped to offer assistance. As for Hobson, he's charged with DUI manslaughter, leaving the scene of an accident, kidnapping first, robbery third, and domestic violence third, and assault third. All of that according to court records. He was already on probation for assaulting a police officer in Escambia County, Florida. Hobson pleaded not guilty. As for Ms. Skoda, she was laid to rest last Saturday. Halloween is fast approaching and kids are picking out their Halloween costumes, and many parents and grandparents are picking out the best neighborhoods to score the best candy. But not so fast, says law enforcement. Do you know if you're knocking on the door of a sex offender? The Aaliyah Sex Offender Registry Unit wants you to check their database and contact them if you have any questions. The website is updated regularly, and it contains information for sex offenders whose information is allowed to be published by law. The legislature's purpose, they say, is providing this data to make the information more easily available and accessible. If you have questions, call 334-353-1172 Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 p.m. You also can log on to app.alea.gov. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need
the talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are still searching for a killer in Santa Rosa County. They hope the public can help them find a car connected to the murder. They're looking for a 2015 blue Chevy Cruze with a Florida license plate 059RUB. 21-year-old Tyler Howell of Milton was found dead from a gunshot on the side of John Hamm Road off Highway 87 late Sunday night. The Mobile County Commission will give the University of South Alabama $2.5 million to create a student-athlete facility. The new 7,800-square-foot facility will be called the Mobile County Center for Academic Success. It'll be located at the university's new stadium compound and will serve the more than 400 student athletes at USA. Officials say the investment gets them a step closer to having their on-campus football stadium by 2020. The Mobile County Public School System is having its magnet school drawing early this year. There are five key dates parents need to be aware of. November 5th, applications become available online. December 1st, the school system will host a magnet school showcase at Murphy High School. December 10th is the first drawing. May 29th, the final deadline to apply. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Paid political ad by Finley for Circuit Judge.
I'm Carlos Finley. Mobile County deserves an experienced, character-filled judge to serve on its circuit court. A judge with a Christian foundation, strong family values, and a dedicated work ethic who is a responsible fiscal conservative. Judges are held to a higher standard than lawyers, and they should be. I've been sworn to uphold the rule of law as a municipal court judge, and I will continue to do so on the circuit court bench. A good judge doesn't play in the game. They call balls and strikes.
Vote Carlos Finley for Mobile County Circuit Judge, November
November 6th.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
Quarter till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. Right now, it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 2018 World Series begins tonight with the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers meeting in Boston for Game 1. Chris Sale expected to start on the mound for Boston, while Clayton Kershaw will get the start for L.A. Here's Kershaw speaking with the media.
I mean, I really want to win the World Series. I think that's no different than the other 50 guys in both locker rooms, though. I think the only difference maybe is that because we've gotten so close in the past, because we've gotten to go to the postseason, we're a little bit spoiled in our expectations every year with the Dodgers, which is a great thing.
The Dodgers played in last year's World Series, losing in 7 games to the Houston Astros. The Red Sox are the betting favorite to win this series. Boston last won the series in 2013 in 6 games over St. Louis, while Los Angeles is aiming for its first championship since 1988. The Dodgers and Red Sox have met once before in the World Series, back in 1916, with Boston beating the Brooklyn Dodgers behind a big game from a guy you might have heard of him, pitcher Babe Ruth, had a pretty big game.
Yeah.
First pitch tonight.
1916,
that's correct.
So it's been a while.
Yeah, it has been. First pitch tonight scheduled for 7:09 p.m. On Monday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons beat the New York Giants 23-20. Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan threw for 379 yards and this 47-yard touchdown to Marvin Hall.
Ryan walks all of it!
Julio Jones added 9 receptions for 104 yards and has 812 yards receiving this season, but still no touchdown catches. Last season, Julio finished with 1,444 yards and only 3 touchdown receptions. The 812 yards this season through 7 games, longest and most yards that a player has had without a touchdown
catch. But just no touchdown. Just can't get across the line.
Can't get across the line. That wasn't a problem at Alabama. Falcons' record now moves to 3-4 following 2 straight wins. Giants' record falls to 1-6. Former Alabama wide receiver Amari Cooper is now a Dallas Cowboy. Yesterday, the Cowboys acquired Cooper from the Oakland Raiders for a 2019 first-round pick. Oakland will now have 3 first-round picks in 2019 after they also got the Chicago Bears selection in last month's trade, trading Khalil Mack to the Bears. Cooper was the 4th overall pick taken in the 2015 draft. He has 22 catches for 280 yards and 1 touchdown in 6 games this season. He opened his career with back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons and made the Pro Bowl twice, but his numbers have fallen the past 2 years. Sad news last night from a WWE star and Pensacola native, Roman Reigns, announced on Monday Night Raw that he has leukemia. Reigns announced that he was first diagnosed with leukemia 11 years ago, but that it has returned and he must relinquish his championship belt as he fights the battle for his life. The college basketball season begins on Tuesday, November the 6th. Yesterday, the Associated Press released the preseason top 25 poll, and it should be a fun year in the SEC. The SEC had the 2nd most ranked teams of any conference with 5. Kentucky's ranked 2nd with 19 first place votes. Number 6, the Tennessee Vols. Auburn comes into this season ranked number 11. That's the program's highest ranking since 2000. Mississippi State is number 18 and LSU number 23. The Kansas Jayhawks checked in at number 1, earning the top spot to start a season for the 3rd time in program history, and the ACC had the most teams ranked of any conference. Tonight, it's the annual battle for the belt between the South Alabama Jaguars and the Troy Trojans. Jags are 2-5, with both wins coming in home games at Ladd Peebles Stadium. South is coming off a 45-7 win over Alabama State. The Trojans have a 5-2 record, but they'll be without quarterback Caleb Barker, who tore his ACL on October the 4th. In their first game without the leading passer, the Trojans lost on October 13th to Liberty University 22-16. Trojans are favored to win tonight by 13, but it's usually a close rivalry game with these two involved. Mm-hmm. And it all starts at Ladd Peebles tonight at 7 and will air on ESPN2.
So no question for you, though, you're still Jags. I mean, because you went to both, but you graduated from USA.
Yeah, when these two teams play, I'm always South Alabama Jaguars.
Okay. All right.
I pull for Troy when they play the Nebraskas, like they won earlier this year, the other games, but I'm all South Alabama when they meet.
All right.
7:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
And if you're wondering, could you do it? Would it be mathematically possible to buy every ticket combination for tonight's Mega Millions and still turn a profit? We'll tell you the answer to that math question, the word problem, coming up next.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we had an accident inside the George Wallace Tunnel, westbound left lane, now cleared up. Now we've got a major accident, I-10 eastbound at the 65 interchange. Expect major delays. Another accident, northbound 65 between I-10 and Government. On the medians, Azalea and Cottage Hill Road, Stanton and Oak Drive, and also Airport and Providence Hospital Drive. Join the 35th annual Mobile International Festivals. They present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get all the details at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered showers with temperatures in the lower 70s. Tonight, isolated evening showers, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
7:52 FM Talk 106.5. Traffic's been bad this morning. A lot of accidents out there with the wet streets, I know. Sure, there'll be some traffic this afternoon or during the day heading I-10 eastbound into Florida as people go to buy their lotto tickets. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, $1.6 billion. And you may wonder, Dalton, if you bought every single possible ticket combination to guarantee yourself a win, would you turn a profit? Okay? Yeah, because you say, okay, well, if you got every... Obviously, this is just a theoretical thing. In theory, yes, you could do it, but there's some big, big catches here. First of all, you need to buy 302,575,350 tickets to get every combo.
So just over $604 million.
Yeah, $605 million. Let's just say as we're rounding stuff up. So you'd spend $605 million to buy the tickets. So you'd have to, you know, have the cash up front.
Right.
Imagine that standing there.
And right now, it'd be too late to start.
I don't think you physically have the time to do it. You'd also need a syndicate of nearly 700,000 people filling out tickets for 10 straight hours today to have time to buy all those ticket combinations. Since doing just quick picks won't work, right? You got to buy the actual combinations. Then the lump sum payout is expected to be $904 million. Plus, you'd win a lot of secondary jackpots, like for matching five numbers but not the final ball, which would net you roughly $75 million bucks more. That would give you a total of $979 million in winnings. You'd turn a $374 million profit. Problem is, that's before taxes, which will knock off 40%. Well, that takes your winnings down to $587.4 billion. So you lose $18 billion on the deal. And then, like you said, during the news break there, of course, if somebody else...
Multiple winners,
then you're really in the hole. So theoretically, yes, it can be done, but that's excluding, you know, the realities of life.
And I would say odds are tonight there will be multiple winners. If you have a 1 in 302 million chance of winning, I believe there's probably more than 302 million tickets sold.
I think you're probably right. We'll talk more about this coming up. Also, Quinn Hillier joining us next hour. We're turning up your voice at 343-0106. Check headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. If you love wrestling, namely the WWE, well, you know the moves, the storyline, and the characters are all showstoppers and built around being fun. Well, that all changed last night as a man known as Roman Reigns announced that he is once again fighting for his life. Fighting leukemia. The 33-year-old Pensacola native says that he's taking a leave of absence to focus on his health and treatment. He made the announcement on Monday night's Raw. He says he was first diagnosed with leukemia more than a decade ago, but it's been in remission since he was 22 years old. He says, quote, I will beat this. I will be back and you will see me very, very soon. WWE says that Roman Reigns is taking his fight with leukemia public, quote, in an effort to raise awareness and funds for research in order to advance cures for the disease. He was known as a high school standout football player at Pensacola Catholic High School and later Escambia High School. He also played college ball for the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. If you have ever been in downtown Mobile and realized you didn't have any change to feed the meter and you were worried about getting a parking ticket, help could soon be on the way if the Mobile City Council approves the City of Mobile to install new parking meters, which would allow you to pay using your credit card or a mobile app or the old-fashioned coins. And that's not all, as they say. New signage would alert you of open parking spaces, time limits, and costs. According to the news release earlier this year, the city requested proposals for parking management services for on-street parking in downtown. And after a comprehensive review process, the city selected Republic Parking, as parking will then be responsible for meter installation, payment collection, and parking ambassadors, among other duties. The contract is set to be on today's City Council agenda. As for parking enforcement times and days, that will remain the same Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. 756 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. And our buddy Mark Holliday has stepped into the studio. He's walking by the hallway and said, hey, you could deduct the tickets that weren't winners. And I said, what?
Yeah, you can take a deduction for the tickets that you buy against your winnings.
Okay, so in that formula, so here we go. So deeper into this theory. So the number of, so if you won, you would be able to deduct all but, let's say, just one of your tickets won. Although in this formula, you get some money for winning five out of the numbers or something like that. But let's say you just won one. The other $604,999,000 or whatever you could deduct?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Now, I don't know how that figures into the total calculations, whether you still lose or still win.
I think I'm in. I think we can do this.
But yeah, you can do that.
All right, let's get busy.
I'll start filling out tickets right now.
Very good. All right, we'll have that to do, and then we'll be right back. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.